This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic. Australia's Victoria State recorded its 17th straight day without any new local coronavirus cases on Saturday, as officials focus on keeping the community separated from staff and players here for the next month's Australian Open. As many as 72 players have been confined to their hotel rooms for 2 weeks upon arrival and unable to train for the February 8th through 21st Tennis Grand Slam after passengers on three charter flights tested positive for the virus. Groups representing the U.S. travel industry and airlines are voicing opposition to the mandatory quarantines for air passengers arriving in the United States from overseas. This after President Joe Biden signed an order to take that step. Biden on Thursday issued an executive order directing federal agencies to require international air travelers to quarantine upon U.S. His administration also is implementing, effective Tuesday, a requirement that all U.S. passengers aged 2 and above get negative COVID-19 test results within 3 days before traveling. AstraZeneca has informed European Union officials it would cut deliveries of its COVID-19 vaccine to the bloc by 60% to 31 million doses in the first quarter of the year due to production problems. This is what's being reported by Reuters. The decrease deals another blow to Europe's COVID-19 vaccination drive after Pfizer and partner BioNTech slowed supplies of their vaccine to the bloc this week, saying the move was needed because of work to ramp up production. For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Between 150 and 200 National Guard deployed to Washington, D.C. to provide security for President Joe Biden's inauguration have tested positive for the coronavirus, a U.S. official has said. The U.S. government imposed unprecedented security measures in the city following the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump, including fences topped with razor wire and checkpoints manned by the National Guard. The official, taking on the condition of anonymity, said the number of National Guard troops who tested positive could rise, but was still a small fraction of the more than 25,000 troops deployed in the city over the past days. The U.S. State Department has initiated a review of the terrorist designation of Yemen's Houthi movement and is working as fast as it can to conclude the process and make a determination, a State Department spokesman has said. President Joe Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said earlier this week that Washington would take a look at the designation, which UN officials and aid groups fear is complicating efforts to combat the world's largest humanitarian crisis. The Italian data privacy watchdog has ordered video app TikTok to block the accounts of any users in Italy whose age it could not verify. This following the death of a 10-year-old girl who had been using the Chinese-owned app. In a statement, the regulator said that although TikTok had committed to ban registration for children aged under 13, it was nonetheless easy to circumvent the rule. Baseball fans and historians are honoring former home run king Hank Aaron, who has died at the age of 86. The Baseball Hall of Famer passed away in his sleep. Hammering Hank set a wide array of records during a 23-year career spent mostly with the Milwaukee and Atlanta Braves, including RBIs, extra base hits, and total bases. Former nightly news anchor, that's of NBC, Tom Brokaw says he's retiring after working at the network for 55 years. That's NBC News. The author of The Greatest Generation is now 80 years old, and his television appearances have been limited in recent years as he fought cancer. For two decades, Brokaw, ABC's Peter Jennings, and CBS's Dan Rather were the nation's three most visible broadcast journalists, leading coverage during the September 11th terrorist attacks and other top stories. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.